Due to the length of the message passage of Scripture this day, I'm going to invite you to please be seated. As you prepare to hear this passage of Scripture from Acts chapter 2, remember that our theme this day is remember your blessings. It's in the context of head, heart, and hands, our series that we're focusing on. This passage of Scripture from Acts, I like to think of as the great faith remember sermon of Peter, the great remember sermon of Peter. He reminds the people on Pentecost, because he preaches it on Pentecost, he reminds them to keep the main thing the main thing. He reminds them that while they were still stuck in sin, helpless, God sent his son to suffer a horrible death, to die, but to rise again, to conquer death and sin in order that they might and we might be saved. It's the great remember sermon on Pentecost from Peter. So listen to these words in this context. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd, fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem. Let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I'm about to say. These people are not drunk as you suppose, for it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him on a cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses to it. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. These are the words of God for us this day through his servant, Peter, who proclaimed this incredible remember sermon on Pentecost Sunday. Would you join with me in a word of prayer? Gracious Lord, this day as we remember our blessings, first and foremost, help us to remember how you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, so that all of us who, like the people of Peter's day, so that all of us who are stuck in sin might know that you have sent our Savior, that by placing our trust, our confidence, our hope in Jesus Christ, you provide for us the forgiveness of our sins and the promise of everlasting life. Lord, help us this day, as Peter did on Pentecost, to keep the main thing the main thing as we remember our blessings, as we remember them in our heads, as we feel them in our hearts, as we put them to action in our hands. In your name we pray. Amen. So you'll see in the back of your prayer and action guide, your bulletin announcements, there's this almost a whole sheet opportunity for you to take notes if you want to. The reason I point this out for you now is that I'm going to be going through some of the foremost passages of Scripture. I like to think of them as the Hall of Fame Bible verses regarding remembering your blessings. So if you want to remember these particular passages of Scriptures, write them down, maybe go back to them this week so that you might use this as a tool to remember your blessings, remember what God has to say about remembering our blessings, and why that's so important for our spiritual health. Then I encourage you to do that. You don't have to. If you've got a Bible near you or if you've got your Bible app on your phone, it might be helpful for you to follow along because we're going to work our way through some Scripture and see why remembering our blessings is so essential for our spiritual head, our spiritual health, I should say, involving head, heart, and hands. The first passage of Scripture that I want to call to your attention is one of my all-time favorites. In fact, this is in my Hall of Fame Bible verse category. I thank my God every time I remember you. The Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. Dan, thank you for reading those verses for us today. They're listed in your bulletin, Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. I love that passage of Scripture. I thank my God every time I remember you. This last week, I took out some of our old church picture directories. I was looking through them, and it was so fun to go back and look at pictures of Norm and Jan when they were younger. It was so fun to see those pictures and see pictures of people who have since moved at essential, vital parts of our Good Shepherd history and ministry. And to see people, Cheryl, like your beloved Ernie, who have passed into God's heavenly home prepared for him. To remember people that have passed from this earth or passed from this community and who had significant roles in ministry. I thank my God. And as I remembered them, I was thanking God for the way in which they impacted my life and blessed my life. Those were incredible blessings. I looked at pictures of many of you when you were younger and how fun it was to remember shared experiences like mission trips, like the Pine Ridge trip that we saw on the screen and other trips that so many have engaged in here. As I do my remembering, I hope that you are likewise, simultaneously doing some remembering of your own, remembering those people whom God has brought into your life, through whom God has blessed you in powerful and wonderful ways. So I remembered, yes, people from mission trips, but also from worship experiences that we've shared here together at Good Shepherd and in some other places as well. Not only the Christmas and Easter celebrations, but the more ordinary services like this, which are special in God's eyes and meaningful and impactful. I couldn't help but remember all the different ones with whom I've played softball with from Good Shepherd and in our community. And one of the neat things that I like about our church softball league is we always gather around home plate to begin with a prayer. And it's always my prayer that the behavior will model the prayer as we begin playing together. And sometimes it did. I couldn't help but remember so many who have been involved in Christ Renews His Parish experiences. And because relationships are caring is a core value here, to think about the depth of those relationships through that shared experience brought back incredible memories. I couldn't help but think about our Saturday morning men's breakfast group, who is the longest continuous meeting group at Good Shepherd. They've been meeting for over 30 whatever number of years now, every single Saturday morning, even when it hits Saturday on a Christmas or some holiday, at least a couple of them gather for Wheaties or something that day. Nobody complains, because if you do, you have to prepare breakfast the next week. But they have been meeting. I thank God for that faithfulness over the years of meeting and sharing a meal and God's word together. I thank God as I look through those directories and as I look at you now for the people who have been involved in our local ministries, like Rebuilding Together Aurora, that cares for people in our own community, people who are in low-income situations, people who have had health crises, people who have served in our military but are in one way or another disadvantaged, who have received care, and now because of that care, their home is livable and safer. And those are among the blessings for which I was thanking and remembering God this week. I thank God for the ministry of Hesed House, which will go this week and serve our homeless in our own community, nearby community. I thank God for Loaves and Fishes ministry, in which many of you have been involved. And as I remembered that I have been blessed with food enough to eat, there are those even in our own community who are not. And because of ministries like Loaves and Fishes, it's another way to remember our blessings by being a blessing to others right in our own community. I was remembering the blessing of being in Bible study together with so many of you, and what those shared experiences of growing together in God's word have meant. And I thank God for you. I was remembering the life celebrations that we have shared together, the baptisms, the weddings, the first communions, confirmations, graduations, those life events in which God was working. And as I remembered those, I was counting my blessings for being able to be a part of them. I hope you're remembering them in that context as well. I remember a devotion that one of our own staff shared with me this week that spoke about the whole head to heart to hands concept. And it said this: I might find myself moved when a child spontaneously gives me a hug. Likewise, I might be especially overjoyed when a beloved pet greets me at the door, or when a loved one surprises me with a gift. We recognize each other on a heart level when we act and speak with open and honest intentions. Reflecting on this, I remember to check my own motives. Am I saying or doing something today just to be polite or because I feel that I should? Is my kindness authentic? Am I expressing compassion to everyone at all times? Remembering that all I give has first been given unto me, I choose this day to give with a pure and open heart. God, please continue to bless me with such a heart. As I remembered Peter's message and remembered those shared experiences through the directories, I was reminded that Peter helped the people keep the main thing. I hope and pray that in all of those shared remembered experiences, we have always, I trust, I pray, kept the main thing the main thing. That's what the psalmist was doing when he wrote these words in Psalm 103. I love this passage. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The opposite of remembering is, of course, forgetting. Here the psalmist uses that to say, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You see, what was happening when the psalmist wrote these words were that the people had short-term spiritual memories. They were forgetting the ways in which God had blessed them. Instead of remembering, they were forgetting the blessings. So here's the rest of the psalm and the context in which the psalmist writes these words to people who were spiritually short-term memory folks. Praise the Lord, my soul, and in my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The one who forgives us all our sins who redeems our lives from the pit and crowns us with love and compassion, who satisfies our desires with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. What a wonderful context within which to remember our blessings. I love this passage from the Old Testament, another one of the Bible Hall of Fame blessing passages. Remember the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2 and following, it reminds the people, Moses does, of all the ways in which God blessed them and cared for them. They were busy grumbling and complaining in the wilderness when these words were written. And he reminds them that this is the God who brought them out of captivity and slavery in Egypt. This is the God who parted the Red Seas for them. This is the God who provided manna and quail for them. This is the God who led them all the way in the wilderness. This is the God who cared for them in the past, is caring for them in the present, and will care for them in the future. Remember how the Lord your God has led you all the way, keeping the main thing the main thing. And then in Hebrews chapter 11, I like to think of that passage as the great faith remember chapter of the Bible. I love Hebrews chapter 11 because it recalls for us the incredible ways in which people in the past were able to do things they never could have done, except that they remembered their blessings, and by remembering their blessings, they put their faith in God. So this is what Hebrews 11 says. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain, and Abel was rewarded. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. And God saved him and his family. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. And it goes person by person throughout a history of the Old Testament, reminding us, as did they, so should we remember our blessings by faith. God enables us to do things we otherwise never, ever could do. So head to heart to hands is our theme. That theme reminded me of my 4-H days. Growing up on a farm in rural Minnesota, I was part of a 4-H club then, and that had a formative impact in my life. And our theme, our motto was, I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my home, my club, my community, my country, and my world. So I couldn't help but think that perhaps we need to expand our head, heart, hands theme to include health. Because I believe that God provides us with holy health when our head and hearts and hands are in sync with the blessings God provides for us. So how do we do that? How do we remember our blessings? Well, this is your lucky day. We are providing for you a special insert in your bulletin. It's a blessing insert, a count your blessings insert. And you will see on here a way to start with your head by remembering your blessings. I encourage you to do this beginning today as a regular daily activity. Remember your blessings. Somebody once said, what if the only things we had in our life were the things we remembered to thank God for yesterday? What if the only things you had in your life today were the things you remembered to thank God for yesterday? That was a sobering thought for me. I don't know how that works for you. But encourage you to put this in your refrigerator or in your bedroom or on your nightstand or at your desk at work or wherever, to remember in your head to count your blessings. And then to remember how your blessings feel in your heart. What that does for you when you remember and recall your blessings. And then to very intentionally, because the Bible tells us we are blessed to be a blessing. In Genesis chapter 12, it tells us we are blessed in order that we might be a blessing. That's God's plan. That's God's intention. Then to think how we take from our head and our heart and transfer that to our hands. And I submit for you today that if we move from head to heart to hands, that God will provide us truly with holy health, spiritual holy health. I believe that to be true. So how are we going to remember the health part? I don't know about you, but I like alliteration. I like acrostics. So here's how I'm, and you can make up your own. That's okay. That's what I did. Moving from head to heart to hands to health, I remember it like this. Health, H stands for habits. Things that we do well become regular habits, don't they? If you do something really well, the baseball players that are going to be in the All-Star game this Tuesday have developed good habits to develop a God-given skill. They are the best of the best because they've got good habits. Yes, a lot of skill, but good habits. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 about daily habits. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 talks about praying constantly and practicing hospitality. There's a whole list of daily habits for better spiritual health. The Bible tells us we should do these things every day. This is the day the Lord has made. We are to rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 145 through 150 talk about daily routines, everyday activities. I had somebody who knew I loved to garden, and they said, hey, Pastor, I'm going to be gone a lot this summer, so what I'd like to do, I'd like to start a garden. I'd like to be able to plant it, and then when I come back in 9 weeks, I'd like to be able to harvest it. What would you recommend? I said, I'd recommend forgetting about the garden. Because gardening, like our spiritual lives, needs everyday, daily care. It needs to be weeded. It needs to be watered. It needs to be cared for if you're going to have a good harvest. So it is in our spiritual lives. God is concerned about our whole life, all of us. God is concerned about our head, heart, hands, and health. And Scripture is permeated with passages about that, our whole well-being. In fact, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 and following, it talks about loving God with heart, hand, and all of who we are. God wants us to know that all of our life, the life patterns, begin at an early age. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, it says, train up a child in the way in which they should go, and when they are older, they will not depart from it. If you're going to have good, holy health habits, start them young. And then that person will live a holy health life all their lives. When do you start? You start today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are to rejoice and be glad in this day. God encourages us to begin today, and it will make us holy. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10 says, you are a chosen people. You are a holy nation. You are a people belonging to God. This is how a people belonging to God live our lives. From head to heart to hands to holy health. I don't know if you've read a good book this summer or not. If you're looking for a good one to read, I encourage you to read The Generosity Factor. It's a great book. It's an easy summer read. It will enrich your life. It enriched my life. I read it on the plane coming back from our Utah trip, in which we saw God's incredible splendor. When I heard about that passage of scripture talking about God separating and all that, I thought, oh my goodness, the wonders of God's creation. Anyway, this book helps us develop great holy habits for remembering our blessings. Chapters 11, 12, and 13 are the ones that you want to read. So, as I remember blessings, one of the blessings in my life for which I'm thanking God is this little 2.5-year-old named Remy. We got to be with Remy on the 4th of July. His name is Remington Jack, and we call him Remy. Many of you know that, and I haven't shown a picture of him for a few weeks, so you were due, or I was due, or however that works out. I thank God for that little bundle of joy. He is so much fun. Remy's dad gave us a scare. Our son Nathan gave us a scare this last week. We were together on the 4th of July having a great day. He was doing well. Some of you know that our son Nathan has a liver condition. It's an illness for which there is no cure, but it developed over 4 years ago, and it's been 3 years now since he has had a health scare, and he's been doing really, really well, and we thank God every day for that. On Thursday morning, we got a text from his wife, Sarah, saying Nathan is in the emergency room. He's very sick, and as she described the symptoms, they were all the symptoms that led us to believe he was having another liver episode. We found out that instead of it being a liver episode, he was having an appendicitis. Never in my life have I been so grateful for somebody to have an appendicitis attack. He had an appendectomy that day. He came home the next day. He's doing fantastic, and we are so grateful that that appendix is no longer with him and that Nathan is. We are so very grateful. What are the things for which you are remembering to give thanks for, to count your blessings? So the All-Star Game, as I mentioned, is this Tuesday night. And this has been a time when people have been talking about all kinds of stories from past All-Star games and that. And one of the All-Stars that comes quickly to mind for me is a Hall of Famer, Minnesota Twin, by the name of Rod Carew. Rod Carew was a phenomenal baseball player. Went to the All-Star game many, many times. Great, great baseball player. One of the best of his era. Great baseball player. Rod Carew has a good heart in terms of how he cares for others. But his physical heart wasn't so good. He had a heart attack on a golf course one day a while ago. And in fact, as he tells the story now, he died 3 times. They brought him back to life 3 different times. People asked him if he was afraid of dying. He said, "No, I've done it 3 times and they keep bringing me back. I'm not afraid of dying." But more importantly than that, he's not afraid of dying because he knows who cares for him. His heart was in such bad shape, he needed a heart transplant. Turns out, long story short, that Rod Carew received a heart transplant from an NFL football player who had a brain aneurysm and died from it. The story gets deeper in that that NFL football player, great football player, was a childhood friend of Rod's son. They'd played together. He'd been at Rod's house. And when Rod's need became apparent, and this football player, good friend of his family, when he no longer needed his heart, he was the donor for Rod Carew. The theme, the logo that Rod Carew's family goes by is One Heart, Two Families. One Heart, Two Families. He started a charitable organization called The Heart of 29. That was his baseball number, 29. When he woke up from his heart transplant surgery, he's doing very well. He told his wife, Rhonda, he said, "We've got work to do." He is working so hard right now for organ donation and for heart health care because he believes that God has given him another opportunity and that he's been blessed to be a blessing. He said, you know, God has given me everything I have, my ability to play ball, my life, my wife. He's given me everything. And I, in return, want to be a blessing to others. And he has been. There have been so many people who have benefited from the money he has raised for their transplants and for their heart health care. He's making a real difference, and he gives all of the credit and all of the glory to God because he's remembered his blessings. So we move from head to heart to hands to health. Now, I need to warn you, if you really don't care much about your spiritual health, you really shouldn't practice these things. You know, in some products you buy, they've got a warning there protecting you for your health. I want to warn you here that if you really don't care much about your spiritual health, you shouldn't put into practice these things we've been talking about today. You should disregard these Bible passages because I believe with all my heart and with my head and my hands, that if we employ these techniques, if we truly remember our blessings as God invites us to do, it will make a difference in our spiritual lives. We will be healthier people spiritually. God will bring into our lives a holy healthiness that will grow and grow. So if you don't want that for your life, please don't practice these things. But if you do, then I believe with all my heart that God will work in our heads, our hearts, our hands to promote better holy health. Would you pray with me? Gracious Lord, this day, help us to remember our blessings. You bring blessings into our lives in abundance day after day. Help us to remember our blessings so that we can be a blessing to others as you have created us to be. Lord, you never intend our blessings to be lived in a vacuum. You always bless your people for the sake of being a blessing to others. Help us this day to know that in our head, to believe that in our hearts, to practice that with our hands, so that we might be the holy, healthy people you desire for us to be. In your name, amen.